Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings of your news briefing. The police commissioner is telling bikie members to consider leaving and doing something else. Nearly 30 raids have been carried out so far after last week's fatal shooting of an alleged associate in Nangara, while a man's now been charged with murder. Cole Blanche says the crackdown is continuing and members should get out of their clubs.
They could do so much more for our community. They can get out there. There's plenty of jobs out there in the job market. Many of them have very good families. Don't ruin your life by going down this path.
More than 1,000 nurses and midwives will stop work next week to discuss industrial action. It's part of their battle with the state government for better pay and conditions. The Nurses Federation says they'll vote on potential action, including a ban on overtime or closing some hospital beds. A four-person panel has been formed by the AFL to investigate claims of racism at Hawthorn. It includes barristers. While there are no guarantees, the complainants who voiced historical allegations will front the inquiry. Lawyers for two families say they're feeling marginalised by the process. AFL boss Gil McLaughlin is hopeful of a quick turnaround for a report.
There is a timetable that's established that would see the report finalised pre-Christmas. We're optimistic on that.
A former WA senator denies claims he lied to the Electoral Commission. Federal police have charged Rod Cullerton, alleging he gave false information about his finances before this year's election. In sport, outgoing Fremantle player Griffin Logue says a meeting with new coach Alistair Clarkson convinced him to make the move to North Melbourne. The deal's been done today for his trade along with Dockers teammate Darcy Tucker. Logue says it's been an easy decision.
Bit of a no-brainer in the end, and once I kind of met Clarko and went from there, it kind of it gave me a lot of confidence that I'd made the right choice.